my brothers and sisters who have a few minutes ago have fed your physical bodies with food to nourish it. Now you have come here and lined up to hear the words of life, that food that will feed your soul, that will lead you to Christ. So I pray and ask you, brothers and sisters, that you give your careful attention to Apostle Placido Cayo Matu this afternoon. He'll bring you those words of admonition that will feed your soul.
Brothers and sisters, it's really a pleasure for me to be here. I was waiting this moment a month ago. During these days, I was thinking about this special moment. When I came, the flight attendant gave me a pamphlet about famous places here in Phoenix. But I'm not very much interested in other places. I'm more interested in the house of the Lord, in this special place where we can be communicated with God and we can think about our spiritual life. Because we always think about something material, about our house, about the problems, about the material things. But this place, we can think about our spiritual condition. And we know that we really need that moment in our lives. So today we're going to talk about things that you probably know. But I don't know about you, but for me, when I read the scriptures, when I listen, when they preach, I can learn more and I can understand a little more about parts that I have been reading it for several years. But when I read it again, when I listen, when they preach, I can understand a little more. So we're going to talk about something very important in our lives. We know that this life is not easy. We have many trials, many tribulation, many problems, because we are human, but we know that for sure we have the same promise. For sure that we have the same God, that He's helping us in different ways. Sometimes we don't understand, but what we know is that God is with us. God is real in my life, like in yours. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, it tells us about the how hard is when we work in this world. It says in Genesis 3:19, "In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return into the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for thou art, and into dust shalt thou return." In this part, it tells us that it's difficult for us to work, to to live in this world and to get the things. And we know that all those things are going to remain here, and someday we will pass away, and all the material things will be here. But how wonderful when we work not only for the material things, but for the spiritual things that we're doing. Like we're doing at this time. When we can listen to the word of God, if you came here to listen to me, a Mexican preacher, you will be disappointed. But if you came here to listen to the word of God, you will be filled by the Spirit. You will be content. You will have all the answers of your questions, and maybe each one of you have something that is suffering. Sometimes we suffer things in silent, but God knows. And after this reunion, you can feel the presence of God in your life. Because you came here to be fed with the spiritual things, to listen to the word of God. And this is more important. I just want to read it to you, a legend, a story that I found. But it tells us something that sometimes when we face a problem or happen something in our lives, sometimes it's the beginning of something good for you. I will read you a legend, a tradition in the place where I live. It says, many, many years ago, arrived a white man in long clothes who was called Samna. This leader arrived with his people. Samna was a wise man. He gave names to things. He cured and taught people to read and write. They say that one morning, while he was walking close to the henequen, he was wounded by a thorn on the leaf of the plant. When they saw the expression of the pain in his face, one of his servants cut off a part of a large leaf and beat it repeatedly with force until there appeared a white fiber which was hidden inside. Samna took this in his hand, and after examining it with attention and measuring its resistance, he told his companions, many times from pain salvation is born. This plant, which was so cruelly wounded me, will be for you from now on the plant which you can offer to gods. From its fiber you can make ropes and knit rugs on which to rest at night. It will be called Ki. Samna found his city, which until now is known as Izamal, located in the central part of Yucatan, where he lived until his death. I just want to share this with you because it connects us to what we believe in the Book of Mormon. There is many legends in the tradition of our ancestors in Mexico. But it says that from a pain, salvation will come. And that's the same thing that happens to us. But today we're going to talk about something that we need. When we born, we feel something that all the people feel, to be hungry, like the babies. And we are always hungry, but we are going to talk about in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4:4. And it says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God." And we know that when Christ came, he said that not just the material things is necessary, but the word of God. We are always hungry in material things, but are we hungry about God? Do we want to listen to the word of God? I can see the faith and the desire of when we went to Honduras last August. Felipe was preaching, and I could see that the people were just paying attention. They are just hungry. They want to be fed with the word of God. Brother Felipe was speaking to them almost 2 hours. I did, and they didn't lose their attention. They want to listen. They want to be fed. It says that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If we are taking all the material things in our heart, maybe we're not hungry about the word of God, because we're getting all the material things. But if we stop getting the material things in our heart, we will have space for God, and we will be always hungry about the word of God. So that's my desire, to listen to the word of God. And I'm sure that it's the desire of each one of you. It says in this part, in Matthew chapter 4:4, and it says the same thing in Matthew, in Luke 4:4. It says the same thing. But today we're going to read in John chapter 16, verse 32. John chapter 6:32. It says, "Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father give you the true bread from heaven, the bread of life." We're going to talk about the bread of life. When Christ came and gave his life for each one of you, he made that sacrifice. Do we always think about that sacrifice? When I think about the sacrifice that he did for me, I know for sure that I don't deserve. But I know that he loves me, and I want to correspond the love. And it says that in chapter 30, in verse 32, it says the true bread from heaven. It's the true bread from heaven. Are we eating this bread from heaven? I think we're doing that. In verse 33, it says, "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life into the world." and he gives life into the world. Do we believe that? He gives us life. And all the things that happened recently, it makes me to see more clearly that God is giving us life. As I told you in the testimony, that brother, the doctor told him 6 months, and the other told me 4 months. But now he's healed. He really, we can see more clearly that God give life in this world. Because I had a friend who had the same thing, and they took him to the hospital, and the doctor said, we can't do anything because this, he's going to pass away in 2 months, just 2 days, and he passed away. That's all. This make me to think clearly that he give life into the world. He give eternal life also. Verse 34, then said they into him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Are we desiring this like the people in that time when Christ came? Lord, evermore give us this bread. I hope this is our desire every day, to come and listen to the word of God preached, and we can fill our heart with the power of God, with His Spirit. If not, we're getting all the material things, and soon we will be filled with all the material things. In verse 35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. In other words, he will be completely satisfied. Are you satisfied? I am satisfied. I'm satisfied with my life, with my family, with I'm content. Many people in this world, like in Mexico, I'm sure here, they are not content of what they have. Or they think that, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm not, I don't know. But here we can see that Christ is the bread of life. And when we believe in him, we are completely satisfied. We are completely content. When I was young, I want to say that I wasn't satisfied with some things in my life. Well, now I can say that I have everything. The most important thing I have, my health. I have this life. It's really, like Brother Robert said, it's a gift from my Heavenly Father. In verse 36, but I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father give me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will nowise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. We know that Christ came and did his Father's will, and we need to do his will now. But sometimes we want to do our own will, but the scriptures tell us that we need to do what God wants us to do. Sometimes it's not easy. In my personal life, I can tell you, because many years ago I had the idea to do my own things. But now I can permit that God can lead me. It's like when I come here, when someone pick me up at the airport, I can get into the car and confident that he knows the way. That's the same thing with God. We need to permit him to lead us. In verse 39, it says, this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that all which he had given me should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is a wonderful promise for us, that if something happened in our lives, if we pass away in any place, God will raise up us. And this is the faith that we have. So it is very important for us to follow Christ every day. It doesn't matter if we don't understand exactly what is he doing now. Sometimes we want to design our life. Just think about this. If you have the opportunity to design your own life, how would you design it? I can tell you how I would like to design my own life. But it's not that way. God has designed our lives. And he knows all the things that is going to happen to us. But I'm sure that he's helping us every day. That he's with us. So that we need to follow Christ's direction. I will read in the Book of Mormon, in Moroni chapter 10. It's amazing when how God can work, because this morning, Brother Robert was reading almost this part. So I'm going to read the following. So it's really amazing, because sometimes the people in Mexico, and probably it's the same here, and when they listen the same thing, that they say, that's the thing I already know. But do you know that if there is a message almost the same, and it's because God wants you to listen that message. So I'm going to read verse 15 through 17. It says, wherefore there must be faith, and if there must be faith, there must also be hope. And if there must be hope, there must also be charity. And except ye have charity, ye can in no wise be saved in the kingdom of God. Neither can ye be saved in the kingdom of God if you have no faith. Neither can ye if you have no hope. And if you have no hope, you must needs to be in despair. And despair cometh because of iniquity. And Christ truly said unto our fathers, if you have faith, ye can do all things which are expedient unto me. It says the same thing in Moroni chapter 7, 48 to 50. It says the same message, because it's the principal thing we need to know. And the first thing, it says that a person needs to have what? Faith. Correct. Faith. We need to have faith every day. how is your faith growing? Is it growing or no? They say that if a tree is not growing, it's dying. I hope our faith is growing every day. I hope that we are exercising our faith. We can read through the scriptures that the people received miracles, blessings, because of their faith. So we need to maintain this faith in our lives. I hope we can exercise our faith daily, every day. The scriptures tell us more about this. Faith. We need to have faith always. In every situation. It doesn't matter how hard is it or how easy it is. But we need to have faith. You can lose everything, but you cannot lose your faith. Because we are on the rock of salvation. Another thing that it says in this part is what? Hope. When there is a problem, when there is a difficult situation, I was talking to Brother Guadalupe that the person had the cancer. They were just very, very sad, very preoccupied for this problem. But I told them that when the doctor say no, God is can say yes. We need hope. Sometimes when we when things are not going like we want, we lose our hope. We say this is not going to work. It's easy to lose our hope. But we need to have hope. Hope that the things are going to be like, not like I want, but like God wants. Hope for the salvation of other people. I have seen this in my life, and many times I said, this is not going to work. But God has a beautiful plan. Hope. We need to have hope. All the things that are impossible for us, for God is possible. And God is going to work in different ways, we know. Our brother Esau was telling me his experience. He was visiting in a small town, and he found a man that he was interested in the gospel. So brother Esau asked another young man to accompany him, and they went to that small town. And they were talking for an hour about the Bible and things. And the man said, "Do you have something else?" And they continued talking about the Word of God. And the man said, "Don't you have other things to show me?" I said, "Okay, we're going to show him the Book of Mormon." Because they haven't shown him. And they show him the Book of Mormon. They talk. And the man said, "Last week I had a dream. I had a dream that I saw two people came to my house and they were talking about God and they showed me two books." So God can prepare the ways. So we need to have hope. Our experience also in the small town we went to visit. One Sunday we had the purpose, we have the decision, that's the word, decision to go in a small town, give pamphlets to the people. And after that, we had a small service. And you know, just one man came. But this man told to another family, now we have some two members there and two families that are attending. We need to have hope every day in our lives. How is your hope doing? Is it better every day? And what's the other thing that it tells us here? Yes, thank you. charity, which is the pure love of God. Which of the three are easy to have? So we need to have this love for God and for our neighbors. So we need, those are the three things we need to have every day, to have in our life every day. We need to enforce the love we have for God, to do more things for Him, to give Him our time. You know that when you love someone, you give him or her the time. So it's the same thing with God. If we love Him, we give Him time, as we are doing here. So I want to finish to tell you that all these things needs to be in our heart. What is? Number one, number two, number three. That's all. Yes. So we need to have all of these things according to the scripture that we just read. We need to have these things in our lives. We need to enforce these things every day. It's the bread of life. It's the spiritual thing that we need to put in our lives every day. Because the world are giving us information every day, we need to fill our heart with the word of God, to have faith, to have hope and charity, which is the pure love of God. Thank you very much for your attention. It's really a blessing for me to be here. When I left home, my family told me to give their greetings to each one of you, and we're always praying for you, and I really appreciate the blessing that Brother Frank received. We were praying a lot for him. And we were praying also for Sister Erica, and I know she will be healed. She will receive the blessing. Thank you.